Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. Show, woo!
We're broadcasting live from Mexico on spring break. That's woo! How you know. That's how you know that it's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo! But I wouldn't advise anyone to come here because it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
So just stay home.
We're not drinking the water.
Yeah, we're not drinking the water. We're not drinking anyone's blood.
Only tequila.
And milk.
Tequila, milk.
All right.
Let's call it Ben Strauss.
A little bit of orange juice, maybe. Because we're out of milk.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, so. Woo. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
This is a partyocracy over here.
Oh my god. You know.
What?
Yeah. So you gotta get on Twitter.
Oh yeah? Says you?
Yeah, says me. In the last 3 or 4 days I've
completely
reversed my position on Twitter.
Oh, did you used to hate it?
Well, I used to be like, well, you know, it's pretty cool, but like, I could never have one. You know, it's too much of a time commitment. You know, I wouldn't be able to come up with stuff to put on there all the time. You know.
Well, I mean, you don't have to come up with stuff to put on there all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but now you're a twit.
No. I don't think that's right.
I mean, you're someone who uses Twitter. So you are a...
I'm a Twitterer.
No. The service is the verb form of you. No, the noun form of you. You're a noun. It's also a noun.
No. Twitter.
You're a verb.
I'm what? A tweeter. I'm a tweeter. That's what it's called. Tweeting.
So is this someone on Twitter whose name is Tommy? They'd be Tommy the Tweeter?
Oh, no, I guess.
I guess. And with my very own Twitter account.
Yeah. But I know you already have one. You should just start using it.
I had one because I was going to get bitten if I didn't have one.
Well, maybe you should start using it.
It's not for me.
No, you should, definitely. You would write, like, a bunch of hilarious stuff on there, I bet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I'm like Brian Williams, you know, I don't think enough interesting things are going on in my life. for anyone to hear about them.
Is that the host of NBC News?
The
Nightly
NBC
News?
Nightly News, yeah.
Yeah. What would you say him?
Oh, he was on Jon Stewart, and he said that.
Oh. Nobody watches Jon Stewart.
Right, because that's not a show. The Daily Show.
Whatever, nobody watches any of those.
Yeah. Speaking of things that nobody watches because they don't exist, where's planetkatoski.com?
Hey, yeah, let's... Where that is.
Let's ascertain that.
Yeah, where is it? I want to know.
I, too, want to know. I want to know his opinions of houses just by looking at them from the street.
Maybe the tide washed it away.
Yeah, could be. You heard about...
Did you ever realize there's a laundry detergent called Tide?
I did realize that.
Pretty cool.
I guess. There's also one called Armand Hammer.
Who the hell's Armand Hammer?
Clearly a man who owns detergent.
Yes.
What was I gonna say? Have you heard about planetmuma.com?
No, sounds like crap.
Why would you say that?
What's on it?
It's gonna be reviews of Chipotle's by going inside eating at them.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like it should be an iPhone app.
Yeah. He was gonna call it Rate My Chipotle, but then I think we all agreed that Planet Mooma is a better idea.
RateMyChipotle.com.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There was an article the other day on the front page of the Metro section about how budget cuts are affecting the magnet program.
Oh, my mom forwarded that story to me.
And she what?
She forwarded it to me on the internet. Yeah, and I read it.
I didn't read it. It looked pretty stupid. Was it pretty stupid?
It was... Parts of it were pretty stupid.
Yeah. It looked like they were making it seem as if the magnet program is, the only thing going on at Blair and nothing else is, nothing to see here.
Well, I mean, it didn't really talk about Blair at all. It just talked about the magnet.
Dude, the picture on the, taking up like 3/4 of the front page of the Metro section was a picture of Blair Boulevard.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, Armand Hammer was a flamboyant United States business tycoon most closely associated with Occidental Petroleum. Though he was known as well for his art collection, his philanthropy, and for his close ties to the Soviet Union.
What?
And his laundry detergent.
What?
Okay, I may have made up that last part.
Whatever, I use Kirkland's signature.
That's weird, I've never heard of that.
It's because you don't go to Costco.
I don't go to Costco.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. The magnet. Did you know Mr. Schaefer is only 28?
Yeah.
It's pretty young.
Did you know Miss Thomas is only 29?
She's older than him?
Yeah.
I always think Mr. Schaefer is like 40.
What?
Well, no, but more like, I don't know. I always think he's in his 30s.
Are you serious?
I don't know. He looks to me like he's in his 30s.
You know he played Nintendo 64 in college, right?
I did know that. But, I didn't put those two things together.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Miss Thomas. She's pretty old.
She's about to be 30. What's up with that?
That's pretty weird.
Actually, she might already be 30.
As we speak, she might be turning 61.
No, she's still 29.
What'd you do? Just like turn around and ask her?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, I wonder what she's doing right now. She's probably in Mexico.
Well, so are we.
Exactly, so let's go find her.
Yeah. Is anyone here Miss Thomas?
I think I'm Miss Thomas. Oh, shut up, retarded
Everyone's
is he doing here?
here. You know who I saw here earlier? I saw Kid Cudi.
Who?
I saw Asher Roth.
These don't sound like real people.
I saw 303.
That's a number.
They were all
Unless
having great time.
303 was part of the group of people that developed the music video for Drake and Drake
No,
Industries.
it's not 303, it's 303.
Oh. Like 3-O-H-3.
No, 3OH exclamation point three.
Oh, nice. Did you know that according to multiple biographers, Armand Hammer was named after the arm and hammer symbol of the Socialist Labor Party of America?
I thought it was sickle and hammer.
No, hammer and sickle, but that's not a name. Did you know that during the Spanish flu pandemic, Julius Hammer performed an abortion on a Russian-born woman ill with pneumonia? She died, and he served 2.5 years at Sing Sing.
Shin Shin?
Sing Sing.
All right, hold on. Let's go to break.
That note, let's take a break.
Chris is a real student with big dreams. Use your manliest voice out there.
God. I knew I needed to go to college to get a good job. When I was growing up, my family didn't have a lot of money. In high school, some of the other kids would drive by in their nice cars while I was riding with I don't know, it sounds like Chris is having seizures. Riding my bike way, my older brother's hand-me-down clothes. But I didn't really mind because my goal was bigger than those things. My family wanted me to go to college, but they didn't have the money to help. So I talked to my guidance counselor at school and he told about federal student aid. I couldn't wait to fill out the free application.
I mean, I really like filling up free applications
Yeah.
too, Chris.
My mother loved the FAFSA, BT Dubs.
Did it really say BT
No.
Dubs? Oh, okay.
I couldn't wait to fill out the free application. I mean, it took some time, but it was worth every minute because now I'm in college. You can't ever give
Yay,
up. You've got to
college.
have faith and focus on making your life better. My name is Chris. I'm going to be a medical assistant. I'm going to help people.
Yay. And the government can help you too get to college. Great show.
Turning your play into a tragedy. Exhibit level degree on the mic. Passionately, niggas is sweet, so I bet if I bid, I get a cavity. Living to get high, you ain't flyer than gravity. We die hard like the battery, thrown in the back of me by the mad MC. Think imitation's the highest form of flattery. Actually, don't be mad at me. I had to be the one to break it to you. You be kicked into obscurity like judo. No menudo, cause you pseudo. Trying to compete for reality like Xerox. Towards destruction, you spiraling like hair locks. Wipe them teardrops. Chasing stars in your eyes, playing games with your lives. Not a wise as widows, soaking up pillows, weeping like willows. Still, no blacks are dying, cause they live and they trying. How to Make a Slave by Willie Lynch is still applying. Regardless, Mimosa is one of my closest partners. Rocking ever since before Prince was called the artist. Rocking before Funk Master Flex was rockin' starter. When Pac and Biggie was still cool before they was martyrs. Life or death if I'm choosing, with every breath I'm enhancing. Stop, there comes a time when you can't run.
Lyrically handsome, go collect the king's ransom. Gems I write soon become the ghetto anthem. Play out like Bruce Wayne's mansion, move like a phantom. You talk about me to your grandson. Cats who claiming they hard be mad facts. So I run through them like blood water through sandbags. Competition is mad, what I got they can't have. Sick of they shit like Moby Dick to Ahab. Sit so way past the minimum, interim millennium. My rap's the holy gap to your back like Palestinian. Indians, ancient Abyssinian, truly horny Gideon, official b-boy gentleman, long term never the interim, born inside the winter wind, day after December 10, these simpletons they mention in the synonym for feminine, sweeter than some cinnamon, the Danish rings by intermen, rush up on adrenaline and get their asses sent to them, gentlemen.
Did you know that Armand Hammer's great grandson is actor Armie Hammer? Not Arnie, but Armie.
Yeah, it's short for, you know, Armand III.
He's appeared in Arrested Development?
Really?
And Veronica Mars and Desperate Housewives.
Alright, hold on. I'm sorry. You can keep talking. I'll be right back. Excuse me.
Should I actually keep talking? Is continuing to talk something that I should do? I mean, I've received mixed messages from you on this sort of thing in the past. I don't know about, I don't know what I should do this time. Perhaps I'll keep talking. I think that's the way to go here. So, I highly recommend that everyone read the Wikipedia article about Armand Hammer. He's a pretty great guy, I think. I also recommend that you go and vandalize the Wikipedia article about Vince Agard, because that guy's just a dick. Well, alright, we're getting into it now. Alright, here we go. I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it. You know, it's been a while since we talked about this kind of thing, but you and I, the listeners, you know, we've been doing this podcast for a little bit here. It's been going okay, but I think we all agree that it could be going better. And I think we all can agree that a certain half of the podcast could be going better. I'm not going to name names, but it's the half that rhymes with Drince Maygard. If you're in the field and you have some experience, I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, replacing Vince with something else. But other than that, everything is going fine over here. Hey, Vince! Vince, are you back?
Yeah.
Did I hear you? Hello?
Yeah, I'm back.
How are you? How was your trip?
It's pretty good.
How's your trip far away that where you couldn't hear me?
I mean, I just had to go make out with like 20 girls.
Right. Yeah. I know how that is.
It's because we're in Mexico.
I mean, that can happen at places other than Mexico.
Not really.
Not really. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that went well for you. You ever thought about staying in Mexico? Like forever?
Are you gonna kill me?
What? No. I'm gonna hire somebody to kill you, but
what?
It won't be me. What? So anyway, why don't we just make the most of this while we're here in Mexico?
They'll never be able to find peace. Not as long as that gang is around. Not until they're gone. Forever.
Just get it done. Oh no, I lost it. That was Batman.
Boy, we sure have had some crazy times with Tracy over the years.
That was a little too Family Guy, I thought.
I'm thinking about them now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Family Guy is like, you know, what? Where's the clip? I thought we had a clip. Do we have a clip?
Clip. Next year, he won the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about that kind of thing.
What? What kind of thing? What?
What? I thought you knew. I said you know.
Yeah, I do. No.
Okay.
Good. All right.
That's two of us. Then,
glad
at,
that
at most.
Was heard out by us.
Glad that the sorting of that in the out direction could be completed in a timely fashion. But I'm just gonna stop myself right here. So what else is going on, Vince, in Mexico or otherwise?
Dude, have you noticed that it's really hot in Mexico?
Have you noticed that the hot Mexican sun is turning into a robot?
Yeah, I have noticed that, actually. it's more turning you into a robot than it is me.
No, I mean, I'm a human here. And you're the one who's roboticizing.
Dude, there's like 26 jitter. 27 what? Jitter. 24 jitter. 22 jitter.
Yes, as a robot, I know you'd be interested in measuring that kind of thing.
So, you know, we've been talking about 24 on the show. 24 has been really good this year.
Really?
Yeah. But then the other day, Eric Heisen puts on Facebook and Twitter. For some reason, whenever he updates his Facebook status, he always puts the exact same thing on Twitter, I found out.
It's probably automatic.
What? How?
He probably has something that'll do that automatically.
No, impossible.
Anyway, as you were saying.
Yeah, so he put, oh, why can't 24 be good for more than 3 episodes in a row?
I'm guessing you disagree with that statement.
Yeah. And I was going to, like, you know, try to have an argument with him, and then I realized this is the same guy who thought Iron Man was terrible.
And who wanted to see epic movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's, you know, this is another reason why we need to have him on the show, so we can consult his opinions.
Dude, speaking of movies...
Okay.
Fast and Furious looks pretty good, huh?
It looks a little bit undefined.
What do you mean?
A little bit indefinite.
I'm not following you.
There's no more, not enough definite articles.
Oh. You mean like the?
Yeah, like the, for example.
Well, no, you're supposed to think fast and something furious.
Think fast and think furious.
No, it's not think furious.
Eat?
Yeah, think fast and eat furious. The movie is about an eating competition.
Oh my god. How are cars involved with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what they say. New model, original parts.
Yeah.
We were watching a trailer of that. And somebody was like, I remember, it might have been Stam. He was like, so is this just a remake of the original Fast and the Furious with the with the original cast?
No.
I was like, I don't think so.
No, it's not that at all. I mean, maybe a little.
And it's a new model.
They actually just shot the whole thing over again.
Yeah. Like, we did pretty well the first time. I think we can do better this time, though. We've had some practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. So, I mean, technically this is 4 Fast, 4 Furious, right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's awesome. It's going to be awesome. It might be very terrible, but it's still going to be awesome.
I can believe that. I was going to say, is there a type of drifting other than Tokyo drifting?
I mean, it's all the same thing.
What if you do it in, like, L.A.?
That's L.A. drifting. This is drifting.
So there's nothing special about Tokyo drifting, other than that
the movie took place in Tokyo.
Well, I get that. First, I have another question, a follow up question though.
Yeah.
Why did it take place in Tokyo?
Because that's where all drifting is going down.
All drifting?
No, just all the drifting that has
in Tokyo.
Yeah. Who is that? Was that Bow Wow in that movie?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I think it's time to wrap it up.
To what?
To wrap it up. That's a wrap.
We're signing off from Mexico. One of us will see you back in the States. One of us might not make it back.
No, I'm totally gonna make it back.
We'll see.
Hey.
Cliffhanger.
No hitmen.
Bye.